York tip, get ready to listen to an interview I just did with Max Strauss on ProInterviews.org.
My name is Max Strauss with ProInterviews.org, Facebook.com/ProInterviews, and Twitter.com/ProInterviews. I'd like to welcome you to the interview with Eric Smith. Eric attended Michigan State University. He finished his career with 36 starts, over 300 tackles, 10.5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, and 4 interceptions. He then entered the 2006 NFL Draft and was drafted in the 3rd round, 97th overall, by the New York Jets. He has remained a member of the Jets organization since then and has played a huge role on defense as well as special teams. Here's the interview with Eric Smith. How did you start playing football?
I started playing in 7th grade just because I got tired of playing baseball. I grew up playing baseball and got burnt out, so I figured I'd try football.
So what was your high school football experience like?
High school was a lot of fun, but we were terrible. We would win like 2 games a year. But it was a lot of fun. I played offense, defense, return kicks. It was a lot of fun, but we were terrible. I think we won maybe 9 games the whole time I was in high school.
What was the transition like to Michigan State?
It's actually pretty easy. Like going in, when I first got there, it was still the freshmen could come early, and we basically had like 3-a-days with just the freshmen coming in. It was probably the worst experience of my life for those first 3 days. Like I called my mom the second day and told her, come pick me up. This wasn't for me. She wouldn't come pick me up, so I called grandma. She wouldn't come pick me either. But it made me kind of stick it out. And I kind of started playing my 2nd year and ended up starting after that. So it was an easy transition after I got through the first couple days.
So do you have a favorite memory from Michigan State?
Probably my senior year beating Notre Dame in overtime at Notre Dame. We grabbed our Spartan S flag and planted it on Notre Dame's 50, and as soon as they hit the ground, like all 80,000 people started booing.
So what was your draft day experience like?
I think I probably had the least stressful draft day of anyone. Like, I wasn't expected to go into the 2nd day. So I had all my family coming up for the 2nd day. Nobody was really there for the 1st. And I was setting up for the party the next day. That night, it was at the end of the 3rd round coming up, and the phone rang. My sister answered it. She came running outside saying it was the Jets. Then I got on the phone and I heard my mom inside screaming because it was on the TV. But I really wasn't expecting it at all. I really wasn't really paying attention to the draft, so I wasn't sitting there stressing about it. It was just like a big relief.
What was your first training camp like?
It was tough. It was Mangini's first year, and nobody really knew anything about what to expect. Like, from the first day we were out there, I think we started the first training camp with a live tackling drill, and that was just kind of set the tone for the rest of the camp. It was real physical to the toll on your body, and it was one of the toughest ones I've been involved in.
Okay. Not as tough as the Michigan State one, though.
The Michigan State one was just—it was like a shock. Your only freshmen are there for the first 3 days. It was 3 days, and you just spend the whole time getting cussed out. Like, they wanted to break you down before you got started, it seemed like.
Throughout your career so far, you've been known to make like big hits. What's the mindset that you possess to like how do you go about making a big hit?
I think it's just because I have no regard for my well-being or anything like that. And I like contact. Like, if I'm going to run all that way to get to you, I'm going to hit you as hard as I can when I get there.
You've always had a huge role on special teams. How important do you think special teams are to the game of football?
That can happen on one of those special teams plays that can change the game. Like, Brad Smith running the kick.
Quick question, kind of random, but maybe funny. Do fans ever confuse you for Brad Smith?
I have actually been called Brad a few times. But I've been with Brad before, and I think somebody got us mixed up, and he's calling him Eric and me Brad. A lot of times, I'll have people argue with me that, like, somebody asked who I was, I told them, and they argued with me and said, no, Eric Smith is black.
What was Coach Mangini like?
He was a real knowledgeable football guy. Like, anything football-related, you could ask him and get an answer for you. He knew pretty much every position, what they should be doing, but he was real tough on us. Like, it felt like everybody was, I think it made the team closer because it's how we're like, all right, we need to band together and do this because I'm trying to think how I'm going to say this without sounding real bad. I didn't really care for him too much. I'm not sure how to word it right now to get the point across that I'm trying to say. But basically, let me think about it. It was tough. It was grueling. And it definitely made you appreciate the way Rex is right now.
So what's it like to play for Rex Ryan?
Oh, it's great. It's a joy to go to work every day. Sit in those meetings, learn his defense, and team meetings are the most fun thing I've ever been to because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth and what he's going to say. It's great. He's one of them guys, that term, you run through a brick wall for him. He's one of those guys.
Well, what's it like to have your defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine?
Pettine does a great job with, like, situations. Like, he's one of those guys that fits second and five, and they're in a certain personnel group. Like, you can ask him, like, what to expect. He's going to name off, like, three or four things that they run. He's really good at tendencies and things like that. It makes it easier on us because we know he's going to put us in a defense that's good against that tendency.
So, well, what's it like to have your defensive backs coach, Dennis Thurman?
Oh, he's great. He's probably one of the best defensive back coaches I've been around. The knowledge of the game and knowing how to play situations. He makes things so much easier on us by telling us the routes to expect and how we should tweak different coverages because of the type of offense they're running. He's basically having another defensive coordinator up there.
What's it like to play for Westhoff?
Westhoff is great. Like, he's probably my favorite coach of all time. Like, that guy is so knowledgeable about special teams, but yet he makes it so fun and easy for us that, I mean, it's a joy to play special teams. And, like, I've gotten to know him pretty well throughout the years, and, like, he's just a great all-around guy. Once you get on his good side, he's a lot of fun.
Do you have a favorite memory with the Jets throughout your career?
It's hard to say. Because we've had a lot of good memories, like making it to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row. I can't really say I have, like, a top one right now. Maybe if we make it to the Super Bowl next year, that'll be it.
Okay. What's your nickname?
Mitty. Like, Smiggy.
And do you have a foundation or a charity that you support?
I don't have one of my own, but I support, like, some different things. Like, we have the Ronald McDonald House, there's the Battlefield Brawl. Just more people ask me to do things with their charities or their foundation.
If you could, like, boil down your success and why you've made it into the NFL and why you've stayed in the NFL to three keys, what do you think those three keys to your success would be?
Hard work is probably one. Being coachable and doing whatever is asked of me.
If you could describe yourself as any ice cream flavor, what would you be and why?
Any ice cream flavor. I'm going to say Extreme Moose Trex. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not. It's got, like, everything imaginable in it, and you can get it with chocolate or vanilla ice cream. Just because lot of skills and different things that a lot of people don't know about until you start talking to me or get to know me. And all those little things are hidden in the ice cream until you start eating it. And then you're like, oh, there's a brownie. There's some peanut butter. There's a peanut. Things like that.
For someone who wants to play in the NFL, what's the best advice you can give them?
Just keep working. Work hard every day, because you never know when that opportunity is going to present itself. You never know when your shot's going to come up, and you got to be prepared for it.
Is there something that, like, you have a hobby or something that you do that not a lot of people know about?
I hunt and fish, but I think a lot of guys have started figuring that out because they started making a big deal about it the last couple of years. I pretty much do anything.
What's the biggest thing you've ever hunted?
Deer is probably the biggest. Deer, as in quail, turkey. I want to go on a bear hunt, but bear season is right during training camp, so I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
So thank you so much for your time, Eric. I really appreciate it, and hope you had a lot of fun doing the interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I've been a great time.
Thank you for listening to the interview with Eric Smith. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you leave your comments below as well. Please check out my website, prointerviews.org, for other interviews. Like the Facebook page at facebook.com/prointerviews. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/prointerviews. Subscribe to me on YouTube at youtube.com/prointerviews. Thanks again for listening. Feel free to contact me.